当我们在等周弟兄的时候呢，我们可以先回答一些问题。如果大家有什么问题的话
，Who has a question? A simple question for us today.、
今天有没有什么简单的问题？为大家。
As I mentioned before, the questions always come thick and fast at the end of the meeting, not at the beginning.
就像我们平常所碰到的，好的这些大的问题，大部分都是快结束了才问出来，都不是在开始的时候问出来。
Okay, so is there any question?
有没有什么问题？
All right, well, let's turn in your Bibles to Exodus chapter 12.
好，我们来看一下出埃及记的十二章。
Exodus chapter 12.
出埃及记十二章。
Just give me a moment to find the verse now.Exodus chapter 12 and verse 1.
出埃及记十二章的一节。
And verse 1 and 2, you might read that to us if you would, Long. Exodus chapter 12, verses 1 and 2.
出埃及记十二章一节和二节，我帮大家读一下。耶和华在埃及地晓谕摩西、亚伦说，你们要以本月为正月，为一年之首。
All right, so this verse is the announcement of a new year.
那这个呢是一段经文来宣告一年的开始。
New year is a big thing with God.
一年的新年的开始对神是一个大的事情。
And the new year is related in the Bible...to the theme that you have in the New Testament called being born again.
那新年呢在圣经里也常常会被联系起来是一个新的约我们重生的一个约。
So this particular story in Exodus chapter 12 took place in the middle of the year.
那这个故事呢十二章的这个故事发生在一年的正中间。
ButGod said, this day is going to be a new year's day.
然后但神说呢这个一天啊要成为一个新的一年的开始。
So God changed their calendar from the old calendar to a new calendar. He changed it 6 months different.
所以神把犹太人的这个历法呢就改了。改了六个月了。
And he changed it because this was the day when the children of Israel were going to be released from slavery.
因为这样的一天呢，以色列人会从奴隶的状态下被救出来。
For hundreds of years they had lived in the land of Israel. Sorry, in the land of Egypt.
他们在埃及地已经过了几百年了。
They were slaves in the land of Egypt.
奴役的状态下活着的。
And in one night, they went from slavery to freedom.
但是一夜之间呢，他们从奴隶的状态得自由了。
They went from being poor to being rich.
他们从贫乏的状态变得富有了。
They went from no hope to being filled with hope.
他们从一个无助无望的状态进到了一个满充满希望的状态。
They went from being under the slavery power of the Egyptians to being free under the hand of God.
他们是从埃及王手下的奴隶变成了神里面得着自由的人。
It was such a wonderful thing for them that God said, listen, you remember this, this is a new year.
所以这是如此美好的事情，所以神说呢，你要记得这是一个新年。
Here's our preacher. So, while he's taking his coat off, we are going to finish our little introduction.
然后他准备的时候呢，我们先结束一下我们这个小的介绍。
When you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you get a new year.
当你接受耶稣基督成为你救主的时候，你就得着了一个新年。
You are born again.
因为你就重生了。
And everything is different.
所有的事情都不同了。
All right. And so my prayer, our prayer for each of you is that this year, if it hadn't happened before, that this year at New Year, you say, I want the Lord Jesus to be my Savior. I want Him to run my life. I want a new year.
所以我的盼望是每一个人在这新的一年里说主啊，我愿意接受你成为我的救主，我愿意，这是我的一个新的一年。
Just last night,One of the ladies who was here.
就像在昨天晚上一个女士啊在这里。
She said to Joe, she said, I have decided to follow Jesus. I want him to be my savior. And so she started her new year a few days early.
对，他跟 Joe 说，我要接受耶稣成为我的救主，所以他提前几年过了他的新年。
And our prayer for every one of you is that you will make this year now the time when you say, Jesus, I want to follow you, I want to be born again, I want to begin the new year of my life.
所以我盼望每一个人都说，主啊，我要跟随你，我要接受你成为我的救主，这是我的新年。
Alright, so that's the introduction to what Joe is going to preach to you today.
That's right.
这是给 Joe 做一个介绍。
That's a great introduction. Thank you. Thank you.
很好的介绍。
I apologize for being late.
我很抱歉晚了一些。
As you may know, my wife has had some difficulty with a sore knee. And our schedule was thrown off a little bit.
所以我因为我太太的这个膝盖不太好，所以我们的日程开始有些变化。
So I've been waiting on the drugstore to call with the prescription, and they called a few minutes ago, so I'll pick that up after our session this afternoon.
所以我去那个药店，要去取药，然后他。几分钟前给我打电话，所以我大概这边查经完我就会去拿一下。
Just for your information, she is not sick and she is not in pain unless she tries to walk on this leg.
我要告诉大家，大家不要担心，因为她不是病得很重，然后她也不会疼得很厉害，除非她一定要站起来走。
But we thank you for your prayers.
谢谢大家的祷告。
Did we already pray?
Yeah,
we're all very good. Okay, we have new study today. And I only made 30 copies, so I did a quick count. This is going to be very close.
Why don't you give this, me one and all?
This is one page. There are three pages.
三页。
That is another page. And this is yet another page.
一共三页啊，三页都是不同的。发一下。
So there are three pages for each person.
对，每一个人要有拿三页哈。每一个人拿三页，大家分一下。你给我一下。
那这个传下去。
啊，对。啊，传下去。
They may still be warm, I'm not sure. They just came off the press. Thought I had time this morning and it didn't work.
Yeah, I understand.
You ever done anything like that? No. Everybody should have 3 pages, and at the top of 2 pages, it's going to say, who is your father? 2 pages like this, 1 page your relationship to your father.
好，有两页的这个上面的标题是谁是你的父亲，有一页的标题是你的关系和你父亲的关系。不一样，不一样。有两页的标题是一样的，叫谁是你的父亲，但你看内容是不一样的，标题是一样的。
You know, if I hadn't done it so fast, I'd have put 1, 2, 3 in the corner, but I didn't think of that.
Anthony's gonna bring some more. We're all gonna be
happy. Okay, so we got more than 30. That's the problem. Yeah.
这个是没有的，对。
See, one says the character of the Almighty, the other says the character of the devil. But it's got the same title up here. Okay, who doesn't have all 3 copies? Okay, Nancy doesn't have, Nicole doesn't have. We're getting some extra ones are being run off.
They'll be here in a minute.
Okay.
还没来，对，可能是不够啊，不够啊。有没有多余的？多余的大家匀一下。
See if you can find the copy that says, the character of the devil. It's right down here. The subheading. Down here. The character of the devil, it should say.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.And then you're going to have the second page is going to say the character of the Almighty.
God.
And then the third page is going to be your relationship to your father, whichever father you have.
所以有一页底下写的是神的本性啊，有一页写的底下是魔鬼的本性，还有一页上面写的是你和父的关系。
And you can go ahead and turn in your Bibles to John chapter 8, because that's where we're going to have our reading.
那我们翻到约翰福音的八章，这是我们要
读的。Our initial reading, that is.
读的部分。
Is it okay if I erase this? Mm-hmm. Thank you.One of the first things I want to tell you is that the references in this outline are not exhaustive. I've only put 1 or 2 references. And when it comes to the character of the devil and the character of God, that is not exhaustive. It's just a few things, but certainly not
everything. 所以有一件事需要解释的是，就是你们手上拿到的这些每一条里面背后都是有经文，这些经文呢都不是穷尽的哈，就是整本圣经里面，当你讲到神的本性的时候，他能解释这个本性的经文远比这个多。当他讲到这个魔鬼的本性的时候，解释个本性的经文也远比这个多。他只是从所有的圣经的经文里面挑了一些部分的经文过来支持这个结论。
Here we go. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, who needs copies? Oops, sorry here.
Yeah, you can go ahead. She will check everything.
Yeah, okay. While the copies are being spread around, I'd like for you to think that in the human race, mankind, people on earth are divided into two camps and only two camps, two families and only two families.
我要告诉大家的，地上的人呢，会分成两个群、两个家，也只有两个群，也只有两个家。
Now the Bible says that one man brought sin into the world.
那圣经说呢，一个人把罪带到了世界。
And this is, if you're taking notes, you ought to write this down, Romans chapter 5 and verse 12.
这就是罗马书的五章十二节。
We know this truth, but I just want to remind you of this truth.
我们都知道这个真理啊，但我要提醒大家哈。
One man sinned, his name was Adam.
一个人犯罪了，他的名字叫亚当。
What did sin bring with it?
罪带来了什么？
Death. Very good. Sin brought death. And sin and death has passed on to every man and woman and boy and girl.
那罪呢，是一代一代，不管男女，一代一代传下来。
So Adam represents for us the fallen human race. The fallen human race. Under Adam, all sin.
所以亚当代表了一个已经堕落的人类，所以在亚当里的人都是罪人。
And sin brings death.
然后罪呢又带来了死。
Okay. And all. The Bible says very clearly, all have sinned.
非常清楚，所有的人，每一个。
Now when you are when you're born into the world, you're born into the fallen human race.
所以当你生在这个世界上的时候呢，你是生在这一群里的。
Yeah. Oh, everybody.
每一个人都是生在这个堕落的这一群里。
Which makes perfect sense when we say that Jesus said you must be born again.
这就是为什么我们能够特别好地理解耶稣说你必须要重生。
Not another physical birth, but a spiritual birth.
不是一个物理的重生，而是属灵的重生。
So, we're going to say that the man Christ Jesus, who died on the cross, he died so that fallen sinners could become children in the family of God.
这就是为什么耶稣基督他死在十字架上，他死是让这些堕落的人类能够变成神的儿子。
The devil's family.
这是恶者的家庭，魔鬼的家庭。
And God's family.
这是神的家。
What our study is going to be about today, and see how far we get, maybe even next week, we may have to go into it, but everybody here is in one of these two families.
我们会花一点点时间，也许今天讲不完，下一周会继续。 来讲这个，每一个人呢，都会在这个两群里中间一个。
It is not like you're going to be in one family or the other. Right now, right this very minute, you're either in this family or you're in this family.
不是说我们未来的状态会在两个当中之一，就今天，就现在这一刻，你或者是在恶者的家，或者是在神的家。
And the Bible is very clear, and we're going to read it from the Bible in a minute, that if you're not in this family, guess who your father is?
如果是你讲得非常清楚，如果你不是在神的家呢，你猜你的父是谁？
Well, you might say, well, my father is Adam, right? Well, in a sense, it could be.
你会说呢，我的祖先是亚当， 某种程度上是对的。
But Adam is the head of the fallen race, and the family of the fallen race is the family of the devil himself.
但是亚当是在堕落的人的这一群，而堕落的人这一群，他们的头呢，其实是。
Now, when Jesus Christ died on the cross and rose again, God has started now a new family. God's family is also called the church.
那神的家呢，在地上又被叫做教会。
The body of Christ.
是基督的身体。 Okay. 又被叫做基督的身体。
And the only way for you and I to get in the church, in the body of Christ. No, let me say, the church, not this building.
那我要解释一下，这个教会呢，不是说这个建筑物。
Not another church building somewhere in Vancouver.
或者说在另外一个地方的另外一个教堂，不是的。
We're talking about the word church means a group of people.
那教会意味着一群的人。
And so, a group of people who belong to the Lord Jesus Christ is called the church.
那一群的人，他属耶稣基督的人，他在一起就被叫做教会。
Actually, this word church means called out ones.
所以教会这个词的意思呢，其实就是呼召出来的一群人。
You know where they're called out from?
他们是从哪里呼召出来的呢?
From the family of the devil, from Adam's fallen race.
他是从亚当的堕落的这一群里面被呼召出来的。
So we're going to suggest that here's a person in Adam's fallen race right here.
我们假设这里有一个小人，他是。 亚当的堕落的一家的一员。
So that represents myself, and it represents you before we become Christians.
这就代表了我自己，也代表了大家在成为基督徒之前的状态就是这样的。
Now, whenever this person hears about the Lord Jesus, okay.
无论什么时候，当他听到了耶稣基督呢？
And this person here. Trust Christ as their Savior.
然后他接受耶稣基督，信靠他，成为他的救主。
They say yes.
他说是的。
I'm a sinner, and I've broken God's laws. I admit that.
他说我是的，我是一个罪人，我也犯了神的律法，我承认。
And I know that the penalty of sin is death.
我也知道呢，罪的后工价就是死，代价。
And that's just not being buried in a graveyard somewhere. That is eternal separation from God.
这不只是说你死了以后埋在墓地这么简单，而是你永恒的跟神分离。
So this person right here believes in the Lord Jesus. They believe that Christ died for their sins to forgive them of their sins.
所以他在这里的这个人呢，他接受耶稣基督，相信耶稣替他死了。
Now what happens when this person believes in Jesus? See, Jesus is the only way to God. Remember, we sing that little song.
当他信靠耶稣基督以后，发生了什么呢？因为耶稣是唯一的道路，唯一的道路。
Now this person,
耶稣是唯一的道路，去到神的家。This
person now is in the family of God.
这个人现在在成为神的一家的一员。Now,
in the truest sense, they have actually changed teams. They've changed families.
在一个非常真实的状态下，他。 变成了另一家的人，他已经转换了家庭。Believe
on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you'll be saved. That's in Acts 16 and 31.
这就是《使徒行传》里面16章讲的，你信靠耶稣基督就必得救。
There is no other way for a person in this family, the family of Adam, the family of the devil, there is no other way to get in God's family. There's only one way.
只有一条道路，没有其他任何的道路，让这个左边的这一群的一群人呢，能够有机会进到神的家，除非经过耶稣基督。
If you are here today, and you have never received the gift of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, eternal life, you are right here.
对于我们在座的每一位，只要我们还没有接受这个呢。
And our whole study is going to be about if the devil is your father, we're going to learn what he's like. If God is your father, we're going to learn what he is like. But you are in one of those family groups.
这就是我们要学习的内容。我们当在左边这个阵营，撒旦是我们父的时候呢，我们要知道恶者他是一个什么样的父。当神是我们的父的时候，我们要知道他是一个什么样的父，这就是我们要学习的内容。
Okay,
不管怎么样，我们总在。
We're going to read from John's Gospel, chapter 8.
我们来读是约翰福音的八章。
Why don't we read around? We're going to read verses 33 through 47, I believe.
Yeah.我们顺序读往下读，读33节到47节，八章的33节到47节。In Chinese?
Oh, in That's up to you, whatever is the best.
Okay. 那我们用中文读吧，这个顺序读一下。他们回答说，我们是亚伯拉罕的后裔，从来没做过谁的奴仆，你怎么说你们必得以自由呢？
耶稣回答说，我实实在在地告诉你们，所有犯罪的就是罪的奴仆。
奴仆不能永远住在家里，儿子是永远住在家里。
所以天父的儿子若叫你们自由，你们就真自由了。
我知道你们是亚伯拉罕的子孙，你们却想要杀我，因为你们心里容不下我的道。
我所说的是在我父那里看见的，你们所行的是在你们的父那里听见的。
他们说，我们的父就是亚伯拉罕。耶稣说，你们若是亚伯拉罕的儿子，就必行亚伯拉罕所行的事。
我将在神那里所听见的真理告诉了你们，现在你们却想要杀我，这不是亚伯拉罕所行的事。
你们是行你们父所行的事。他们说，我们不是从言乱生的，我们只有一位父，就是神。
耶稣说，倘若神是你们的父，你们就必爱我，因为我本是出于神，也是从神而来，并不是由着自己来，乃是他差我来。
你们为什么不明白我的话呢？无非是因为你们不能听我的道。
你们是出于你们父母，你们的父魔鬼，你们的父是私欲，你们偏要行。他们从起初是杀人的，不守真理，因他心里没有真理。他说谎是出于自己，因他本来是说谎的，也是说谎人之父。
我将真理告诉你们，你们就因此不信我。
你们中间谁能指证我有罪呢？我既然将真理告诉你们，为什么不信我呢？
出于神的必听神的话，你们不听，因为你们不是出于神。
Okay. Now, the conversation that is going on in our text for today is the religious leaders, and the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
那这个对话的双方，今天我们刚才读的呢，是一群宗教的人士和耶稣基督自己。
The Lord Jesus Christ is telling them that if they knew God, they would be listening to him and what he has to say.
耶稣告诉这些宗教人士，如果他们真的认识神呢，就一定会听耶稣在讲的话。
In the conversation, the Lord Jesus insinuates to them that perhaps God is not their father.
然后耶稣在这里呢， 告诉他们呢，他们神不是他们的父。
Now the religious leaders immediately respond, and in verse 39 they say, "Well, Abraham is our father."
然后这个宗教人士马上就说呢，我们的父就是亚伯拉罕。
What they were trying to establish is that they were part of the chosen people of God. We are God's people.
所以他们想要建立的概念就是我们是选民之一啊，我们是神拣选的这一群人当中之一。
Yeah, he said that if Abraham was their father, that they wouldn't try to kill him.
如果耶稣就说，如果耶稣亚伯拉罕是他的。是他们的先祖的话，他们不应该去杀耶稣。
Okay, so they like a lot of people. Once you are confronted, and you and I do this too. We try to turn the argument around and put them on the spot, accuse them.
所以我们在争论的时候呢，常常会有这样的情形。我们会把这个焦点转换过来，让对方呢成为那个被指责的一方。
Said Abraham, he believed God, and you say you are Abraham's children, but you don't believe God.
因为亚伯拉罕呢相信神，但你们自称是亚伯拉罕的后裔，但是你们不相信神。
They turn that around and they say you don't even know who your father is.
然后他们颠倒过来就跟耶稣说，你甚至不知道你的父亲是谁。
You look at that in verse 41.
那就四十一节。
They said to him, "We were not born of fornication. We have one Father, even God."
他们说呢，我们不是从淫乱生的，我们只有一位父，就是神。
Now, this is a reference to when Mary became pregnant before Joseph and Mary were married.
所以这是一个当时大家都知道的情形啊，就是当玛利亚。要怀耶稣的时候呢，他还没有跟约瑟结婚。
If you remember the story, an angel visited Mary and told her that she was going to have a child.
你们都记得这个故事，一个天使来告诉玛利亚，她会怀孕生子。
Now, Mary said, "That's impossible because." I've never had a physical relationship with a man, so there's no way that I am going to be able to have a child.
玛利亚说呢，这不可能啊，我还没有结婚啊，怎么可能有孩子呢？
We're adults here today. We all know about these things, and we would say virgins do not have babies, right? They do not have babies.
我们都明白这个事情，童女是不可能生孩子的。
It is impossible for a virgin to have a baby.
所以对于一个童女是绝对不可能她有一个孩子的。
But over 750 years before Jesus was born, Isaiah the prophet said a virgin is going to have a baby.
但是耶稣出生之前的700多年前，有一个先知叫以赛亚，他就已经讲了，一定会有一个童女要怀孕。
And so the Old Testament has prophesied that this miracle birth is going to happen.
但所以旧约的那些先知就已经预言了这么样的一个神奇的神迹要发生。
Let me tell you, as far as I know, it is the only time that a virgin had a baby.
所以我要告诉大家呢，据我所知呢，这在历史上是唯一一次童女怀孕。
I know that there's some sort of artificial insemination without intercourse, but that is still putting a seed in the woman so that a baby can be born.
那即使呢今天会有一些现代的科技比如说像做试管婴儿，那它依然是传统意义上的这个孩子的产生和出生。
Man can modify and scientifically implant seeds and things like that, but no virgin will ever have a baby.
即使我们能够用科学的技术让受精卵产生，但是 从来没有过任何的例子，除了耶稣这个情况，是一个童女生的孩子。
Except for this virgin, she will have a baby.
除非这一个。
Oh, now, the problem was that Mary and Joseph, were planning to get married, but they hadn't been married yet.
那问题是呢，玛利亚和约瑟呢，他们决定要结婚，但他没有结婚。
And so Joseph is, sleeping, and, one day, in his sleep, an angel, spoke to him in a vision.
那约瑟呢，就在睡哈，睡觉。那有一天晚上，他在做梦的时候呢，那个天使就跟他说话了。
And he said that, Mary is with child, but it is, God's child, it is a miracle child, and she's going to have a baby, and you're going to call his name Jesus.
所以他说天使会告诉他玛利亚会生一个孩子，那这是神的孩子，你要管他叫耶稣。
Now, can you imagine Joseph and Mary in love, and then he finds out that she's with child?
你能想象那个玛利亚和约瑟，他们彼此相爱，但是约瑟发现玛利亚已经怀孕了。
It is not his child, he knows that.
他也知道呢，约瑟也知道不是他的孩子。
And he is concerned about whose child it is.
然后他也担心呢，这是谁的孩子。
But God says, no, it is going to be my son, and his name is going to be called Jesus, and this is a very holy thing. It is something that God has done, and you need to understand this, so I want you to go ahead and marry Mary as your wife.
所以这就是神为什么要提醒约瑟，告诉他这个孩子的来历，是神的圣子，这是一个非常神圣的事情，而且他要约瑟呢去把玛利亚娶过来。
If you're taking notes, this is in Matthew chapter 1. We're not going to read it today, but starting in verse 18 and following.
我们刚才讲的就是马太福音的一章十八节以后啊，大家有兴趣自己可以去读。
Now God also said, to Joseph, when you take Mary to be your wife, I don't want you to have any physical relationship with her until Jesus is born.
所以神借着天使还特地告诉约瑟呢，要在他接过玛利亚去之前呢，在耶稣出生之前他们不能同房。
We believe that the scriptures would verify that after Jesus was born, Joseph and Mary had at least 3 sons and daughters, plural, we don't know how many.
所以我们知道玛利亚和约瑟呢，在耶稣之后呢，他们至少有3个儿子和一些女儿啊，我们知道几个女儿。
We might call these half-brothers and sisters of Jesus.
所以他们应该是耶稣half-brother, 就是一半的这个对，同母异父的这个。
Yeah. So,
兄弟和姊妹。
They all had the same mother.
但他们都有个同样的妈妈。
But Jesus' father was God, and the other children, their father was Joseph.
然后他们耶稣的父呢是神，那其他的孩子的父亲是约瑟。
Did you ever think in your mind what it would be like to grow up in a family with Jesus as your brother?
你能想象这样的一个情形，你生在这样的家呢，耶稣是你的哥哥吗？
I mean, a perfect baby.
一个完美的婴孩，一个完美的婴孩。
Maybe one of his half-brothers one day got in trouble, and when they got in trouble, Mary says, who did it? And one of his half-brothers said,Jesus did it, Jesus did it.
也许呢，就是他一个弟弟有一天惹麻烦了，然后玛利亚问他到底谁干的，他弟弟就说耶稣干的，耶稣干的。
Yeah. I can tell you, Mary would have said, no, it wasn't Jesus, no. Jesus never does anything wrong.
我能告诉你啊，玛利亚一定会中，那肯定不是耶稣，因为耶稣从来不做坏事。
Or his half brother might say, he made me do it, he made me do it. No, he didn't make you do it.
他说他教我做的，他教我做的。
Growing up with a perfect brother would have been rather difficult, no doubt.
说你跟着一个完美的哥哥一起长大会是比较大的压力的事情。
Matter of fact, the scriptures are very clear, they were jealous of their half-brother Jesus.
所以以至于到一个程度呢，他们都嫉妒这个哥哥。
And they did not even believe in Jesus until after the resurrection.
所以他们甚至自己都不相信耶稣的话，直到耶稣从死里复活了。
Okay. So,we've got the Lord Jesus, born of a virgin and, walking on earth as a perfect man.
所以我们知道耶稣是从童女怀孕而且在地上呢行出了一个完美的生活。
But the stigma or the gossip that never left that community was,He doesn't even know who his real father is.
但这样的污点呢，或者这样的谣言呢，从来没有这样的，闲言碎语从来没有离开过他所生活的社区。这样什么谣言呢？就是，他都不知道他父亲是谁。
They said in verse 41, you were born of fornication. In other words, you were an illegitimate child. That's what you were.
这就是这段对话的背景。所以那些宗教人士就说我们不是从淫乱生，他们在说呢，你是从淫乱生的，你甚至不知道你的生父是谁。
Your mother was pregnant before she ever married Joseph. You don't even know who your father was.
所以你的母亲在嫁给约瑟之前就已经有了你，所以你甚至不知道你父亲是谁。这就是这段对话的潜台词。
So look in verse 42.
好，我们来看42节。
If God were your father, you would love me. I came forth from God, and I have not come of myself, but he sent me.
耶稣说呢，倘若神是你们的父，你们就必爱我，因为我本是出于神，也是从神而来的。
And he said to them, can't you get it? Why don't you understand what I'm trying to tell you?
后面他说，你们为什么不能明白我的话呢？你怎么就不能听我的道呢？
And I want you to mark it in your mind or mark it in your Bible. Look at verse 44.
所以我希望大家把44节啊都记下来。标出来。
You are of your father, the devil, and the deeds or desires of your father you want to do.
你们是出于你们的父魔鬼，你们父的私欲，你们偏要行。
So here we are.
好，现在来了两个父。
The most religious people, the head of the Jews, the head of their religion.
那最宗教化的一群人，那些犹太人的宗教领袖们。
And Jesus said to them, "If God were your father, you'd love me, but you don't love me. You don't listen to me because God is not your father. The devil is your." Father.
耶稣对这群人说呢，如果神是你们的父，你们一定会爱我，但是你们并不爱我，也不愿意听我的道，所以你们的父呢，真的是魔鬼。
Okay. Now, let's look at our first, I want you to look at the outline that says,
看一下这个,
who is your father, and under that it says, the character of the devil.
那我们先看第一章单章。
You see that page?
谁是你的父亲？这个标题下面。
Character of the devil. If the devil is your father, this is what he is like. This is the person that the devil is like.
这是在讲到下面讲到的是恶者的这个性格。那如果你的父是恶者呢，是魔鬼呢，那他像什么样子？底下列了十几点。
嗯。There you go, Harold. Okay. All right, now there are several things. I am not going to spend much time on this because I don't want to spend much time on the devil. But I want you to know what he is like.
我不想花太多时间在讲，因为我不想花太多时间专门讲恶者是怎么样的。但我只是想介绍给大家他是像什么样子。
The very first thing I want you to know about the devil is that he was created by God.
第一件我想告诉大家的是呢，他是神造的。
The scriptures tell us, and I've got some of these references down, he was called Son of the Morning.
那圣经告诉我们的，他被叫做早晨之子啊。
He was beautiful, a most beautiful created being. He was an angel.
他是个天使，他是一个特别特别漂完美漂亮的天使。
He was very wise and, He interacted around the throne of God.
他非常非常的智慧，他和这个神呢彼此是有交流的。
But there came a time in this created being's existence when he became so proud, he was not satisfied with being the highest or the most beautiful or the most wise of the angels. He wanted to be God.
然后他如此的骄傲到一个程度，到一个点呢，他不想再成为那个受造物里面最高的，他想成为神自己。
He said, I want to rise above the Almighty and I will be God.
所以他说我要升了超过那个神，我要成为那个神。
The scriptures say that at that point God dealt with him and he was cast out of heaven and cast down to the earth.
所以圣经告诉我们呢，从那一刻开始呢，神就开始处理这个事，然后他就被赶到了地上。
We also believe that at that time there was part of the other angels who had been created that made a choice to go with the devil rather than to stay with God.
所以我们也知道在那一刻呢，有一部分的天使他们也做了一个决定，他们愿意跟随撒旦而不愿意跟随神。
Exactly how many that is, we do not know, but there was a great portion of angelic creatures that decided to go with the devil.
那具体多少数目我们不知道，但是我们知道有一个庞大的一批的天使呢，他们也堕落了，跟随撒旦一起堕落。
It also appears that at that time, after they made their choice, who would stay with God, who would go with the devil, after that time, it seems as though God sealed them in their decision. If they went with Satan, that would be their doom forever. If they stayed with God, that would be their blessing forever.
所以我们注意到圣经里告诉我们，从那一刻开始呢，神就把这样的状态固定了。就当他选择跟随了撒旦以后呢，这样的选择就是永恒的。当他选择跟随神留下的这样的祝福就是永恒的。
If you think about this for a minute, where did God put Adam?He put Adam on earth, remember?
你会注意啊，神把亚当放在哪？他把亚当放在地上，记得吗？
Guess who's already there?
你猜谁已经在那里了？
The devil, he's been cast down to the earth.
那个撒旦啊，这个恶者其实已经在地上。
What did God tell Adam to do? He said to Adam, you are to rule this earth. You are to be my representative on earth. You're to have the dominion on earth.
然后神告诉呢亚当说，你要管理这个世界，就这个权地都是在你之下的。
It would make perfect sense to me if the devil said, no, this is my dominion. No one will rule this earth but me. And immediately he attacks Adam and Eve in the garden. Remember that?
所以这个非常合理的一个场景就是呢，恶者肯定会说，不，这是我的地方，这是我的要去管的地方，所以他很快的就去攻击了亚当和夏娃。
You might remember that God had told Adam about this special tree in the middle of the garden.
所以你还记得上帝告诉亚当关于那个伊甸园里那棵特别的树。
And he said, that tree, the knowledge of good and evil, you are not to eat the fruit of that tree.
神说呢，那样的一棵树，善恶，分别善恶的树呢，你不能吃上面的果子。
God said to Adam, if you disobey me and you eat that fruit, you will die. you will surely die.
神说呢，你如果背逆我的话呢，你要吃了那个树呢，你吃的日子必定死，一定会死。
After Adam received those instructions from God, the next thing that happened was that Eve was created.
所以当神告诉他了这一切之后呢，下一件事情发生的就是什么呢？造了夏娃。
And after Adam and Eve together were in the garden, one day the serpent, who was really Satan, the devil himself, came and talked to Eve.
所以当夏娃被造，亚当夏娃都在园子里之后呢，有一天，那个蛇就是撒旦自己，他来和夏娃说话。
And this one who was so beautiful and so wise and so proud began to tempt Eve to disobey God.
这样的一个被造物，那撒旦他曾经是如此美善啊，如此的好，如此的完美，如此的聪明，他现在开始来引诱夏娃来背逆神。
So Satan said to Eve, "What did God say?"
撒旦对夏娃说，神说了什么？
Eve said, well, God said that we're not to eat of the fruit of that tree over there. We're not even to touch it. If we do, we might die.
夏娃说呢，我们神告诉我们不可以吃那个树上的果子，也不可摸，否则就会死。
Well, two things weren't exactly right that she said.
至少呢，两件事情她说的并不是完全对。
God never said anything about touching it.
因为神从来没有说摸的这回事。
And he didn't say you might die, he said you would die.
他也没有说你可能会死，他说你一定会死。
But the devil responds and says to her, you won't die.
但所以恶者呢跟他说呢，你不会死的。
God knows that if you eat of that fruit, you'll be like God. God doesn't want you to be like him.
他说呢，神知道你吃了那个树的果子就会像神一样，所以神不愿意让你像他一样。
You find this recorded in Genesis chapter 3, the early part of the chapter.
这一些呢都记载在创世纪的三章的前半部分。
The first temptation to disobey God was a temptation to be like God.
那第一个诱惑哈，去背逆神的诱惑，居然是打着一个旗号，是说你吃了会像神一样。
God is mean and God is selfish and God knows if you eat of that tree you'll be like him and God doesn't want anybody to be like him.
他这里建立的神的形象是神很自私，神很狭隘，就神不愿意让别人像他一样。
Of course, that's a complete lie, isn't it?
这是个全然彻底的谎言，对不对？
When Adam and Eve were created, whose image were they created in?
因为亚当夏娃被造的时候，他是按照谁的形象造的？
神的形象。
Yeah, God's image.
是按照神的形象。
God wants us to be like him.
因为神特别盼望我们像他一样。
And even when he sent the Lord Jesus Christ, God's plan for us is to be like Jesus.
所以耶稣上帝差耶稣来到地上，神的计划是也让我们像神一样。最终
God loves his son so much he wants to fill heaven with those who are like his son.
神如此爱他的圣子耶稣，他希望天堂里充满了全是像耶稣一样的人。
But Eve disobeyed God. She ate the fruit and she gave it to her husband and he ate the fruit and sin entered into the human race.
但最终的结果是夏娃她没有经受住试探，她吃了，她也给了亚当，亚当也吃了，自此呢罪就进入了人类，就成了这一家。
In the first battle the devil won.
所以第一场征战呢，恶者赢了。
He will not win the war, but he has won the first battle.
他不会赢这场战争，他赢了这场小的战役。
Adam and Eve sinned, and death came into the world.
所以亚当和夏娃犯罪了，罪和死就进了世界。
And this one who was so beautiful and so wise became Satan, the devil, the serpent, the prince, the old dragon, he's called the God of this world, not God Almighty.
所以这个叫做撒旦的这个呢，他就成了，他的名字叫撒旦，或者叫魔鬼，叫蛇，叫空中的 掌权的王子，叫那条古龙，叫这个地上的神，这个世界的神。
Under number two, we read that the devil can present himself as an angel of light.
那第二点我们要了解这个恶者的事情呢，就是他常常会以光明的天使的形象来表现出来。
Now what does that mean?
这是什么意思呢？
That means that he might look or appear to be like a good angel, an angel from God.
就是他看起来呢，会像从神来的天使那样，看起来很好。
It seems as though angelic creatures can take on different forms and fashions.
所以就看起来呢，那个天使呢，它可以有不同的形态来表现出来。
If the devil were to appear to us in this room today, and he was a very grotesque, ugly monster looking with horns and tails and pitchforks, we'd go, oh, that's the devil, you get away, get away.
如果今天魔鬼来啊，来到这个房间里，他长得非常难看，非常凶恶，是个怪物的样子，头上有角，身后有尾巴，身上有刺，啊，你一定会说，啊，这是魔鬼，我赶紧走，我赶紧走。
But if he came in this room today and he appeared like a beautiful, glorious, angelic creature that looked so wise and so godly, we would go, oh, look at this angel.
然后如果他今天来呢，是一个特别光明的天使的样子，特别像神一样的天使的样子，很光明，你会说，哎呀，看看这个天使，我们要跟着他去。
Let me give you a warning.
那我给大家一个警告。
If you don't have Jesus in your heart, you won't know the difference.
如果你里面没有耶稣的灵啊，你分不出这个区别的。
You will not know whether he's real or not.
你不知道他到底是真的假的。
But according to John's epistle, in 1 John chapter 2, he says that when you know Jesus as your Savior, he anoints you with discernment so that you will know who the real Satan is.
所以就像约翰一书约翰说的一样，他说只有当你信靠了耶稣，你有了耶稣的灵啊，他就会给你辨识诸灵的能力啊，你就知道谁是从撒旦来的。
If you've got Jesus in your heart and you are walking with God in obedience to this book, you will know who the counterfeits are.
所以只要你接受耶稣基督啊，然后你读神的话，你跟他同行，你就知道那个赝品是谁啊。
Sometimes these counterfeits are preachers on the TV. That's who they are.
甚至有的是这个赝品，那个假的是在电视里讲道的那个。
Sometimes these counterfeits are podcast on the internet.
有的可能是在互联网上给你写一些这个讲道的。
Sometimes these angels of light who are really evil people write books and lead many people away from God.
有的他是写了很多的书，把很多的人带到沟里去。
You see, because the world likes that. This is the world is following the god of this world and false teaching and false philosophies. And they don't know the difference.
因为这个世界喜欢这样的话，因为这个世界喜欢这个错误的教导，这个从撒旦而来的话。
So there are some references there under number two, but in reality, he's really the evil one, the angel of the bottomless pit, Apollyon, Abaddon, or Abaddon, Belial, Beelzebub. All that's in those references there.
所以底下第二点的底下，但事实上他是那个恶者哈，是无底坑来的那个堕落的天使，他底下有很多他的名字和一些经文的引用。
Okay, let's go to number three. I'm kind of behind here.
我们来读第三点。
I ran out of space and I didn't want to write under there, so it should be murderer.
第三点呢，其实应该是杀人的人呢，杀人者。
Murderer from the beginning.
他是从一开始就是杀人的。
That's found in verse 44 in our text.
44节。
He was a murderer from the beginning.
他起初是杀人的。
And later in our study, I'm going to prove to you that he killed Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden.
等会我们要证明给他。
That was the first murder, not Abel.
所以他们在伊甸园里，他们恶者杀死了亚当和夏娃，这是第一场谋杀哈。所以第一个谋杀不是该隐杀亚伯。
Also in verse 44, we find out that he does not stand for the truth because there's no truth in him. He speaks lies and he's the father of lies.
44节继续讲的，他不守真理，他心里没有真理，他说谎是出于自己，因为他本来是说谎之人的父。
Let me give you some interesting information for a moment. If this doesn't shake you up, I don't know what will.
那我给大家一些很有意思的信息啊，如果这是非常令人震撼的。
Every time you tell a lie, you are like the devil.
每一次你说谎的时候呢，你其实
You're like the devil.
你就跟恶者是一样的。
You're doing what the devil does.
你在做恶者做的事情。
Do you know you can tell a lie without opening your mouth?
你知道你其实不需要张嘴就能撒谎。
Somebody asks you a question, and you go, facial expression, that's all you need to tell a lie.
就比如说有人问你一个问题，你只是脸上有个表情，其实这样的一个表情就足够是一个撒谎的举动，不需要说出来。
Someone said, did you do it? I didn't open my mouth, but I told a lie. I shook my head. You see what I'm saying?
有人说这是你做的吗？你其实不需要张嘴说。
Guess who that's like?
你只要摇摇头，这就是在撒谎。
It's like your father, the devil.
你猜这是从哪学来的？这就是像。
Did you know that Christians don't lie? Did you know that?
就是从魔鬼那来的。
And if you're a Christian and you still are telling lies, every lie you tell, you feel it in your heart, and God said that's not right.You should not act like the devil. You're a child of God. Quit acting like the devil.
所以任何的基督徒当他撒谎的时候呢，他里面那个声音一定会告诉他，这不是来自父的。
And if your life is characterized by lying, you're probably in the devil's family.
如果你的生活呢是以这样的为特征，这撒谎为特征的，那
Look at number four.
不是从神来的。
He walks about like a roaring lion.
第四部分讲的他就像一个吼叫的狮子那样行走。
The devil wants to intimidate. You know, if you go to Africa, and I've never been there, but I'm told, if you go to Africa and you go out into the wilderness there and you hear, rah! You cower down. You go, what was that? What was that?
假设你去非洲啊，那你听到一个哇、wow、的那个声音，那你会说：“哎呀，那是什么？”所以你会非常的害怕。
No, no, I didn't say wow. I said roar.
他说他叫的比我。
See when the rest of the animals and even human beings they hear that they know there is a very dangerous creature close by.
所以任何人听到这样的声音都知道，这有一个非常危险的。
That's what he wants to do to you. He wants to intimidate you and frighten you, scare you.
这就是恶者想让你得到的。他想让你害怕，让你恐惧。
He wants you to believe that he can attack you and kill you and destroy you. That's what he wants you to believe.
他就想让你知道，他可以攻击你，他可以杀了你。这是他想让你知道。
The truth is, he's already killed you if you're in this family.You're dead already in trespasses and sin.
事实的真正的事实是什么？他老早已经杀了你了。你只要在这个家左边这一家人，你就已经是。
And if you're in this family, he cannot kill you or destroy you.
但如果你是在神的家呢，他根本没有这个能力，他不能杀。
Than Satan.
因为神比撒旦要大得多。
Number five, he goes to and fro upon the earth.
他在地上来来回回的走啊。
This is found in the book of Job, and it's a very difficult passage, and I don't have any very good answers, but my point is simply this, he roams around the earth. He's loosed on earth. No place he cannot go.
所以 他这约伯记的一章七节里啊，其实最说明呢，他其实没有地方可去，他就是在地上来回的走啊，这是撒旦待在地上，这是他唯一能待的地方。
Number six, he's the oppressor of the righteous.
那第六个说的，他是义者，就是义者的这个压迫的人啊。
If,
是压迫义者。
If someone oppresses something or someone, what do when they oppress something?
如果他一个人压迫另外一个人，逼迫另一个人，是什么样的情形？
What do you do if you oppress something?
他压制一个人啊。
Hold down, okay, she's saying hold down. Any other thoughts? Okay.
有没有其他的？
Kill. Press to kill. Okay. I think the thing is that to oppress someone is to put a cloud around that person and hinder everything that they think and everything that they do. They're sort of stifled. I don't know, Harold, what's a word for oppressed? They're pushed down. They're not free. They're under the rule and the power of Satan. They oppress the righteous. They want to discourage you. He wants to discourage you as a Christian. He wants you to think you can't do anything right. Everything will turn out wrong. There's no joy. There's no happiness. There's a cloud of depression over you. That's it.
就像一个乌云笼罩在你的身上，他也一直想让你拿走你的喜乐，拿走你的平安，让你没有任何的好的感觉。然后他整个的就像一团乌云在你身边，这就是压制的意思。
Number seven.
第七。
He hinders the gospel.
他阻碍了福音。
Some of you have been in a study with us on the parable of the sower.
有的人跟我们在一起学关于撒种的比喻。
And one of the stories that Jesus tells is that, sower sowed some seed, on the pathway around the field and the seed was just laying on top of the ground.
那我们都知道有一种的情形，这个种子会撒在路旁啊，撒在路旁那个坚硬的土上呢，它就直接就落在这个土上了。
And so the birds of the air, they come and they pick up the seed because they can see it. It's right on top of the ground.
然后呢，天上的飞鸟它就会飞下来，就把这些种子给吃掉，因为它们能看见。
And then Jesus said, the seed is the word of God. And when the seed is planted, sometimes it falls on a very hard person, a very hard-hearted person.
那耶稣用这个比喻来说呢，这个种子就是神的道。有的时候这个道呢会撒在路旁，就是那种心很硬的人那边。
And that person is not interested in the gospel or not interested in the Lord, and the word of God is just like laying right on the surface of his heart.
那这样的人他对神的道不感兴趣，他也不愿意相信。那这个道呢就像在他的心的表面上一样。
And the bird of the air now becomes the devil, the Satan, the bird of the night. And he comes and takes that seed, that gospel seed, away from that person so they cannot believe.
那天上的飞鸟就是比喻成撒旦哈，那他就会来呢，去把这个没有入人心的这个道呢，就全部吃掉拿走。
Several years ago, I got very discouraged preaching the gospel.
那很多年前呢，我有一次讲到非常的沮丧。
Because I couldn't find anybody that was interested.
因为我发现没有人愿意听。
It seemed like they all had hard hearts.
看起来他们都是非常的心硬。
They didn't want to be saved.
他们不想要得救。
So you know what I started praying?
你猜我怎么祷告的？
I said, Lord, send me to people who are seeking you So I can share the gospel with them and they'll be saved.
我说主啊，求你把我带到那一些愿意寻求你的人当中去，这样的话我可以把种子种下去。
You see, you can preach the gospel to people who don't want to be saved and they reject the gospel.
你可以，你看啊，你可以把福音传给那些他不，其实不想要的人，其实他最后他就不要了。
But the Bible is very, very clear. If you seek the Lord, you will find him.
但圣经非常清楚地说，你只要寻求神，你一定能寻见。
But remember, I forget in one of our studies, how are you going to believe if you haven't heard? And how are you going to hear unless they preach? Remember that?
你们都记得我们学过，我们如果没有听，我们怎么能信呢？如果没有差人去传，我们怎么能听见呢？
So this is the reason that any of us who know the Lord Jesus, we preach the gospel hoping that someone wants to hear it.
所以我们任何的工人呢，当我们总是讲神的道，盼望有人听见了可以得救。
But if you don't want to hear it, the devil will help you not hear it. He'll take it away.
如果你真的自己不愿意信呢，恶者会帮助你。
In number 8, he's called the accuser of the believers.
第八个呢，说他是信者的，神的信徒的控告者。
Let me give you an illustration of what could happen.
那我来告诉你，这个是发生了什么事情。
Let's suppose you're in the family of God. You're this happy guy right here who's been saved.
假设你是在神的家，你是一个很高兴的神的孩子。
But you had a bad day in your Christian walk with the Lord.
但是你在跟神同行的时间当中呢，你有一个很糟糕的一
天。Maybe you got angry and you shouted at your husband or your children.
也许呢，你非常生气，你向你的丈夫或者你的孩子呢发脾气了。
Maybe you said things you should never have said.
你或者你说了一些你永远不该说的话。
Maybe you did things as a Christian you should never have done.
你或者作为一个基督徒，你做了一个永远不该做的事。
Now you have an accuser.
现在呢，你有一个控告者了。
And I'm going to give you a hypothetical story of how that might happen.
我可以给大家一个假想式的这个故事啊，这个大概会是一个什么样的方式去发生的
？Let's say Joe Reese had a bad day.
假设 Joe Reese 有一个非常糟糕的一天。
And I did something really stupid, and I knew it wasn't right, and I was so sorry I did it, but I did it.
我做了一个非常愚蠢的事情，我也非常懊悔，但我就是做了。
There might just have been a conversation in heaven.
但是呢，在天上呢，会有一段的对话。
And it might go something like this.
可能会像是这样的一段对话。
Satan approaches God.
撒旦呢，就到神那去了。
And he says to God, "Look at him. Look at that guy, Joe Reese, down there."
你说看，他你看一下，看一下那个家伙叫 Joe Reese。
He doesn't love you.
就是你看他根本不爱你。
Look what he said. Look what he did.
你看看他所说的，看看他所做的。
He doesn't deserve forgiveness.
他根本不配得被赦。
He doesn't deserve heaven.
他根本不配得去天堂。
Kill him, God. Kill him. Send him to hell.
上帝，你杀了他，把他送到地狱去。
The accuser of the believer.
这就是控告。
Was he right?
他对不对呢？
Well, I did something stupid. That's for sure.
他的确是啊，我是做了一件愚蠢的事。
But you see, I have a lawyer. I have an advocate that the devil perhaps forgot about.
但是你要知道，我有一个律师哦。
You find this in 1 John chapter 2.
这就是约翰一书的二章。
And at the time that the believers are accused, our advocate, our savior, our friend, the one who makes intercession for us. In my story, I see my advocate standing up and say, Father, excuse me, I have something to say.
就是我的中保，我的朋友啊，我的律师呢，他在这个时刻他会站起来，他说，父啊，有等一会儿，我有些事情要说。
You see that poor sinner down there, Joe Reese?
你看见那个可怜的Joe Reese 坐在那。
Well, Father, he's having a bad day, but he's trusted me as his savior.
他说父啊，他是有一个很糟糕的日子，但他已经信靠了我。
And I'm looking into his heart, and his heart's very sad right now because of what he did.
我也看见了他的心，他的心因为他所做的事非常的忧伤。
And Father, you promised him that if he trusted me as his Savior, that you would forgive him of all of his sins.
耶稣就会跟父说呢，你已经答应了。你也给了他的承诺，只要他接受我成为他的救主，你就会赦免他一切的罪。
And so today, as his Savior, as his advocate, I plead my blood in his behalf.
所以今天呢，作为他的救主，那我用我的血遮盖他的罪。
My blood has washed him from his sins.
我的血已经把他从他的罪里洁净了。
Do you know what God the Father says?
你猜父神会说什么？
Case dismissed.
他说已经结束了，这个案子结了。
Defendant innocent.
这个被告是无辜的。
But the next day, the accuser will be right back.
但是呢，控告者第二天还会回来。
And he will accuse and accuse, and sometimes he might accuse you of things you didn't do, but sometimes he might accuse you of things you do.
他会不停的控告，也许控告一些你没有做过的事，也许控告的事情是你的确做过。
And the reason he accuses you is he wants to so discourage you that you give up.
他如此频繁的要控告你，其实就是为了让你真的很沮丧，你就放弃了。
Do you know that sometimes your own conscience and your own heart accuses you?
你知道吗？有的时候你的良心。
You don't even need the devil.
你的心呢就会控告你。
It is really the work of the Holy Spirit letting you know you're out of step with God.
就甚至就是里面的圣灵就会告诉你，你已经走偏了神的道。
And that should lead us to repentance.
那样的时刻一定要把我们带到悔改的时。
Someone will look it up, but there's a verse that says, "If our heart condemns us, God is greater than our hearts." Thank God for that.
所以当我们的心控告我们的时候，我们要知道神比这控告更大。
Okay, and number nine.
第九。
This is a story of when the disciples were with the Lord Jesus, and Peter makes some interesting comments. I don't know if I got the right text here. Let me look. Is that the right one? Not the right one. It didn't seem like the right one.
Luke 22, can't be.
31. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, 31. The Lord said, Simon, Simon, indeed, Satan has asked for you that he might sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail.
那路加的22章31节呢，主又说，西门，西门，就是彼得，撒旦想要得着你们，好像筛你们，像筛麦子一样。但我已经为你们祈求，叫你们不致失了信心的。
Yeah, really, just the only thing I want you to know about this verse is it's a big story, is that when the devil wants to sift you like wheat, I'll tell you what he wants to do to you.
那我就告诉大家一点，当撒旦想要筛你，像筛麦子一样，他会怎么做？
Do you know how they sifted wheat in those days?
你知道那农民怎么样去筛麦子？在那个时候。
When they, yeah, that's right. When they gathered the wheat, they gathered it in bundles, you know.
然后他们都是拿着那个麦子啊，是一捆
yeah.
一起拿过来。
And when they sifted that wheat, they would take something else and they would beat it. They would beat the stalks of wheat and the kernels would fall out.
所以他们会拿着一捆呢，到一个地方去打。打的时候呢，那个谷粒啊，这个麦粒就会掉下来。
And so they would shake it and they would beat it and.
然后他不停的筛，不停的抖啊。
Sifting,
这就叫筛麦子。
There were other parts of that process, but this is what the devil wants to do. He wants to shake you up and beat you down. That's what he wants.
这就是恶者想做的，他要把你使劲的摇晃，然后打，然后能让你掉下来。
Well, there's some other things, and our time is just about gone. But let me get down to number 13 just for a minute.
那我们先跳到第十三点看一下哈。
The end of the story.
这就是故事的结尾。
The destiny.
这是恶者的终局。
Of the devil.
他的终极的命运。
Is the lake of fire.
就是火湖。
Amen. Now, the devil is pretty smart. I'm sure he can read. And I wonder, I wonder when he reads Revelation 20 and those verses, I wonder what he thinks.
那我猜，恶者肯定会很聪明，他也能读。我不知道他读启示录的二十章的时候，他会想些什么。
I can tell you one thing, he doesn't believe it.
我可以告诉你啊，他根本不相信。
He is a deceiver, and he has deceived himself.
他是一个欺骗者，他甚至把自己也骗了。
If you practice deception, you will be deceived yourself.
And
in some way, somehow, he thinks he's going to win. He's going to beat God.
所以某种程度他觉得他一定会赢，他一定能把神打败。
But let me remind you just in closing, look at the final little thought. He is limited.
然后我们再做底下的几个小点啊。
He has great power, but he's not all powerful.
他有很大的能力，但是他不是全能的。
He's got great knowledge, he's very wise, but he doesn't have all knowledge.
他有很多的知识，但他不是全知的。
And the last one, he has great speed. He may be able to move. I don't know how fast he can get around, but he is not omnipresent. That means he is not everywhere like God at all times. He is not.
虽然他是非常快的速度，他已经行动非常迅速，但是他不是全在的，他不是无所不在的。
For instance, if he's in Vancouver, the devil, he is a created being. Okay, he's spirit, and he might be fast, but if he's in Vancouver, he's not in Toronto. You know what I'm saying?
所以他是一个受造物。
It may only take him a few seconds to get there, but he cannot be two places at once.
但他一定不是在多伦多，他可能可以从这里到那里只花几秒，但他这一个时刻，他只能在一个地方。
One thing we know for sure, he can never defeat our God.
那有一件事我们是非常清楚的，他永远不能打败我们的神。
And when you read Isaiah 14, and I'll just tell it to you for a minute. I tell you what happens when you read that passage.
你可以读一下以赛亚书的十四章，我告诉大家读的时候会有什么样的情况。
What happens is that the scene is in heaven.
这就是天堂上要出现的情景。
And that the Lord is revealing some of the characteristics and some of the actions of the devil.
那这个是神的启示了。
And he talks about some of the things that the devil has done. How he's overthrown and deceived the nations and etc. and etc.
他就是要坠落阴间了，然后坑中极深之处吧。Now
in this heavenly scene, there is a very interesting observation by the people who watch.
这里有一个非常有意思的。
Okay, now don't read for a minute, just watch me. I'm going to show you their response.
Here's
the Almighty God.
现在这是一个全能的神。
And he's talking about the deeds of the devil, the enemy.
他讲了恶者的很多行为。
How that he did this, and he did that, and he did this.
他做了这个，做了那个。
And the response of the people was like this.
看的人的反应是这样的。
That's the man?
就是这个人吗?
That's the one?
就这个吗?
I can't believe he did it.
我不敢相信是他做的。
Because to compare to our God, he is nothing.
因为跟神相比,
Zero.
他根本啥都不是。
And those that watch don't say, I can't believe he deceived the nation. Not that little puny created being. Not him. He's nothing compared to our God.
那不可能，这太小了。就这么一个小的， 他能和神相比吗？ 实在是不能相提并论。
If you do not have Jesus Christ living in your heart, he is the biggest enemy you got. And he's already got you.
如果你没有信靠耶稣基督呢，他就是你最大的敌人，他也已经把你掳掠了。And
you have no power over him because you're a human being and he's a spirit being.
你也没有能力胜过他，因为你是属肉体的，他是属灵的。But
guess what? If you have Jesus in your heart,
你猜如果你里面有了耶稣会怎么样？
The Bible is very clear.
圣经讲的非常清楚。
greater is the one who lives in you than the one who's the God of this world.
在你里面的比在这世界的更大。
God will fight for you.
神会为你征战。
Well, I spent far too much time on the devil today, but next week we're going to find out what the character of our God is like.
All right.
Thank you for coming. Keep your outlines.
大家带着这几张单张。
Three pages.
三张。
If you don't bring those back, $5 a page, how much is that?
五块钱一张。
Maybe $10, that's a whole page. Okay, Harold, maybe you're going to close in prayer for us.
Okay.
All right, let's pray before we go.
Now, Lord, we're thankful for many things.
主啊，我们要为很多的事情感恩。
And we're thankful for the little verse that says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
主啊，我们要为这样的经文说，啊，在我们里面的比在这世界的更大，献上感恩。
And it's true, Lord, the description that Isaiah gave that we've just contemplated, he's so very small, the devil, compared to the greatness of our God.
就像以赛亚书这几节经文让我们看见的，他和我们的神相比是如此的渺小。
And Lord, we're pretty simple people.
主啊，我们是非常简单的人。
And each of us would say, I'd rather trust Jesus than trust the devil.
因为我们每一个人都说呢，我们愿意宁可相信神，不愿意相信恶者。
And Lord, so each of us with our head bowed before you now would pray and say, Lord, I want to follow you and please keep the devil away from me.
我们每个人都说呢，我们愿意跟随您神呢，我们不愿意跟随撒旦。
And we pray, Lord, that you'll just give us strength now, not only to understand this,But the Bible says that we are to resist the devil, that he flee from us.
主啊，我们也求您给我们力量，不但明白这些道理，也像圣经所说的，我们要抵挡魔鬼。
And we can only resist him by trusting in you.
我们只有信靠您，我们才有能力抵挡。
And so, Lord, each of us now would say, Lord, you please help me to follow you.And defeat the evil one who would want to destroy me.
主啊，我们也求您带领我们啊，让我们每一个人能够有能力，胜过这样的试探。
We thank you that your word is truth.
我们谢谢您，您的道理是真实的。
And we know that the devil would try to lie to us again.
我们也知道恶者会尝试着向我们撒谎。
But we pray, Lord, that we will just believe the truth of our God.
我们的祷告是求您带领我们真的只相信神的真理。
Thank you for today.
也谢谢您今天的带领。
Thank you for sending Joe to us.
也谢谢您把 Joe 带到我们中间来。
We pray that you will bless and heal Anne at this time.
也求您祝福我们在这样的时刻。
And we thank you for all these things in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
All right. We got extra copies there. We should put them in this folder.